I'm Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers in Mesquite.
And James Smith of Dalworth Clean.
I'm Rob Weir with Shades of Green in Frisco.
And Fred Marshall of Advanced Foundation Repair.
You're listening to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Now, once again, here's Neil.
All right, guys, thank you very, very much. And lady, appreciate you very, very much. And we're ready to go back to our phone lines because we have a very special guest in store for you right now that we have every Sunday at this time. We also have a couple of callers waiting, and hopefully you will be online with us as well. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. And to give us a call right now, and just a very quick reminder that this afternoon at 1:30, I will be at North Haven Gardens in North Dallas. The ad that I'm going to do as a sponsorship of the Fort Worth Botanic Garden will be for North Haven, and I will take that opportunity then to tell you a little bit about the pens that I'll be selling this afternoon at 1:30. All of the proceeds from my pen sales go to Serenity High in McKinney. You can see a lot more about the pens at neilsperry.com. We are joined right now by Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Appreciate your joining us, and we are going to specialize in some beautiful fall color, correct?
Well, this is the week to see it, Neil. It is absolutely beautiful throughout the garden, but particularly in the Japanese garden. And there we have color from bald cypress, Japanese maples, red maples, ginkgos, and Chinese pistache trees. The Japanese maples are reaching their peak. They are at their peak color right now, so this is the best time this week to see them.
Yeah, they are so beautiful. Mine at home are really nice right now. Couldn't be happier. Tell us about Christmas shopping and where we might find some nice gifts at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden.
Well, after folks leave the Japanese garden, they have to go through the gift shop. That was planned on purpose, you know. and in the gift shop, they can do some Christmas shopping. And we have a lot of garden-themed items in there, including books on Japanese gardens and general gardening. And another good gift idea is a membership in the Botanical Society. Individual memberships are as low as or start at $40. Couples are $60, and family memberships are $75. The benefits of membership include a 10% discount in the gift shop, bi-monthly copies of the Redbud newsletter, volunteer opportunities, members' parties twice a year, spring and fall road trips, and a 10% discount at the spring and fall plant sales.
There are a lot of benefits in being a member of the Fort Worth Botanic Society and also the Dallas Arboretum, to be very fair, on Jimmy's behalf. So these are great organizations, and you can show support and let them continue doing their great work, and also you get a lot of benefits from it, as Steve just mentioned. If I need to come out and take photos of my family for Christmas, whatever I want to do with them, where would I come?
The Garden Center. It
really?
Is absolutely, yes, it is absolutely beautiful. We are all decked out for Christmas. Our theme this year is it's a holiday. Oh, now you put me on the spot.
How about a down-home Texas Christmas?
No, that was last year.
No wonder you stalled on me.
Exactly. I think it's holiday magic, garden holiday magic, something like that.
All right, well, that's
But good. Anyway, the trees are decorated with that theme, gardening themes, wheelbarrows, all sorts of things that you would find in the garden. We have a beautiful assortment of trees down the hallway. There's a gorgeous poinsettia tree outside the lecture hall that is in the foyer of the lecture hall, and that consists of 125 poinsettias in the frame of a tree, and it's just beautiful. And then we'll have a lot of poinsettias down the hallway as well. So that's the spot for pictures.
How does somebody find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right, and parts of the garden are open 7 days a week. Most of it's open at some point or another 7 days a week. What is the 24-hour information number?
Well, that is 817-871-7686.
All right, and then most importantly, because all information is archived at the website, and that is?
FWBG.org.
All right. Lots of good reasons to go to the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, and it is a glorious place. The oldest, most historic botanic garden in the state of Texas, and this is the most historic senior horticulturist at that botanic garden.
Yes.
There you go. I don't want to age you, my young friend.
Well, I'm getting there.
I understand. Tell me. All right. I appreciate it, Steve. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thank you.
Thank you. Steve Huddleston, senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. And that report, as we mentioned, is sponsored by North Haven Gardens. And I might add that Ralph Pincus, my friend Ralph Pincus, And his wife Muriel, married 71 years now, I think. Ralph was the instigating force behind the forming of the Dallas Arboretum, and it's wonderful that they would land here as the sponsor for the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. They are so supportive. Decorate your home with natural holiday accents from North Haven Gardens. North Haven Gardens in North Dallas has gorgeous Christmas trees, Noble and Nordman firs. They have fresh holiday greens, including fragrant garland, wreaths, swags, and much more. Their nursery is always glorious at holiday season for Christmas. Rosemary topiary, lemon cypress planted in festive containers with pansies and violas for great holiday gifts and decorations. They have some unusual and thoughtful gift ideas like living wall planters. They have their garden coach. You go to nhg.com for details, and that person will work with your recipient of the gift to coach them to be better gardeners, to give them advice pretty much on any topic they want to discuss. A raised bed kit for delivery and setup in the recipient's garden. Custom terrariums that are created for you or you can create. In fact, Leslie Finical Halleck at North Haven wrote a nice story for our next issue of our magazine on terrariums. And now I see why. She is right there among them. She's wonderful. North Haven Gardens has great ideas for everyone on your list, both gardeners and non-gardeners alike. Don't forget your garden at the holidays. Go to nhg.com for more gift and decorating ideas. Come see us this afternoon. I'll be there at 1:30. I'll tell you about that when I finish their ad. 7700 North Haven Road. That's between Hillcrest and Central Expressway. Their phone number is 214-363-5316, nhg.com, North Haven Gardens.
Join Neil Sperry on Facebook. That's NEILSPERRY. And join him right now. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very much. And I will be at North Haven Gardens this afternoon at 1:30 to sell the pens that I have made in my workshop. I've been working, I probably have put in 70 hours over the last 15 or 20 days. I think that's a very fair guess. Prices of the pens vary. All of the proceeds, 100%, when I sell them, 100% of your check or your credit card will go to Serenity High in McKinney. I'll be bringing 150 pens. They will include wood from the Century Oak at Texas A&M. That's the tree that is sacred to Aggies. The Battle Oaks from Professor Battle's Grove at University of Texas. TCU Live Oak from adjacent to Amon Carter Field. SMU Ash, the ash tree was taken down to make room for the Bush Library. Old Main Oak from Baylor. I thought I was out, and I found one more beautiful piece of spalted old Maine oak. Ohio State, I bought a library cart at a salvage lumber yard when I was up there last year. That's my alma mater, and I was unable to get any wood from the campus, and then it came from the library. I have the cart, the inventory number, the whole works, and so that's oak wood. Treaty Oak in Austin, grounds of the Alamo, a live oak. National champion mesquite, the largest of its species in America, and it is from Texas. I have pens made from wood I got from the Goose Island live oak from the Texas Forest Service, the oldest tree in Texas. Molding from the Texas State Capitol, walnut from Gettysburg, olive from Bethlehem, mahogany given to me in person by Byron Nelson. Michael Young game broken bat. I have two of those left. I bought the bat. Many more. Supplies of all of them are limited. I have wood from where the Cowboys Stadium is now. There was a big bur oak tree that had to come down, and I took my little pruning saw and went over there, and I got myself a little branch of that. So all of the proceeds go to help kids in recovery at Serenity High in McKinney. I'll be there at 1:30. I'll go through the whole list at 1:30. I can't do that again, so please be there at 1:30. That's the one favor I ask of you. I'll stay as long as there are customers. It's usually 45 minutes to an hour. There's no departure time that I ever list. North Haven is at 7700 North Haven Road, one block west of Central, between Forest and Royal. You go on the southbound access road from Forest. This is just inside LBJ on the downtown Dallas side of LBJ. Go on south on the access road from Forest to the second road to the right. That will be North Haven It's one long block to the west. Hope to see you there at 1:30 today. Next week at the same time at 1:30, I'll be at Shades of Green Nursery in Frisco. I've kind of narrowed down where I go because I know where the sales have been best over the years, and this is selfishly all about raising funds for Serenity High and McKinney. Hope to see you this afternoon. Let's go back to our phone lines to Hubert in Dallas. Hubert, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Barry.
Yes, sir. I need to have you come on a regular phone. The speaker phone is hard to hear.
Okay. I'm gonna actually in a room that getting an echo. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, maybe. Go ahead and ask your question, then I may just have to answer it on the air for you.
Okay. The question was, matter of fact, I don't even have radio on, but the question I had, I heard you mention root barriers many times. And what I never picked up was, what material do you use to put in the ground that will pretty much stay there and not rot real, not rot fast?
Okay, I can help you with that, and I'll just let you listen here. But the best root barrier to use is what you would use to make a garden pond, vinyl pond liner. If you go to a garden supply, a water garden supply store, they will have a heavyweight vinyl liner, and that makes a very good root barrier. It doesn't decay. That's the reason it's used to line koi ponds and water garden ponds. Nurserymen have some root barrier fabrics that they use in nurseries before they for balling and burlapping plants, but I think the vinyl pond liner is going to be the most available or the easiest to find for you. Hubert, I appreciate
vinyl,
your call.
Vinyl yeah. pond liner.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
you got
thank
it.
You.
Thank you so much. Jeff in Fort Worth, stay with me. I have kind of jotted down from a memory. You have an unusual size of plant that you're looking for. I think I have some suggestions that would help you, and we'll get a break out of the way, and then I'll come right to you. Folks, if you are interested in calling, it's a good time to call right now. So please pick up that phone and reach us at 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Call right now. My 30th annual Texas Garden Calendar has been printed, and it will mail to everybody who has already ordered it tomorrow morning. We are told it's out of my hands at this point, so I have to kind of go on the trust and faith of the people who tell me that, but it will mail. But if you haven't ordered it yet, you need to do so immediately, and you'll get in the next round of mailings. And here is what the calendar has. First of all, I take about 20,000 photographs a year, and I save the 12 best of my batch for the calendar each year. This is the prettiest calendar that we've published in the 30 years I've been doing them. It has been given some very nice national recognition over those years as being the best of its kind in the United States. And that's nice. But you know what really matters to me is that I want to help gardeners. And that's why we have 10,000 words in this telling you when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. So you can be given a heads up of what is likely to show up in your landscape or in your garden in a given month in terms of pest problems or weeds or whatever. That's just one example. Hundreds of bullets. Beautiful calendar. All that information at a one-third savings when you buy it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in the country. The region that we serve is Texas. Get all of that for $38.95. Satisfaction guaranteed to every penny. It makes a wonderful Christmas gift. So consider that. And in doing so, call my magazine office before 11 today. We will hold the office open until 11. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney.
And Rick Shapp.
I'm Stephen Issa.
And Merlene Stockdale.
And Steve Mercer.
We're all teachers at Serenity High in McKinney.
For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830.
On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
Serenity High in McKinney.
One day at a time.
This is an ad for Dalworth Crawl Space, and you say, if you've just tuned in for the first time in a couple of months, what on earth are you talking about? Well, you know, there are a lot of homes that have dirt crawl spaces beneath the floors, beneath the house. It may be a basement. It may be a pier and beam house. It just... our home has an area that is up on legs because we're on a slope. And so I have a part of our house that is up above and has dirt crawl space beneath. The Dalworth crawl space can really make your home healthier. And let me tell you how they do that. They use a clean space encapsulation system. That's in uppercase, so I think that's probably a proper name description of it. A clean space liner is used to isolate the home from the earth completely and permanently. It's similar to a pool liner. It's 7 layers of a blend of polyethylene and polyester cord reinforcement. If you will go to dalworthrestoration.com, you'll see Dalworth crawl space, and if you click through that, it will show you. It will become clear to you. Oh, I see what they're doing. They even fit it around pipes and columns and piers, and they seal along the walls and the flooring, and it puts the dirt over there and your house and your life and your lungs over here and keeps them apart, keeps them separate. It's better for you. This is a part of that great Dalworth family. Dalworth Clean, Dalworth Restoration. That's actually the website you go to, is dalworthrestoration.com. And if you ever have smoke or fire or water damage in your home, they're the people to call for that as well. dalworthrestoration.com, 214 or 817-267-8433.
Creative Water Gardens offers comprehensive installation and cleaning services for your water garden. With a full line of water garden supplies, pumps, filters, pond liners, and much more, Creative Water Gardens will help you create and maintain your own private oasis. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, and closed on Sundays and Mondays, and closed on Christmas Day and New Year's Day. For more information, call them at 972-271-1411 or visit their website at creativewatergardens.net.
Well, we are going to have your house all spiffed up because we're going to talk about sunburst shutters right now. And if you want to have one of the happiest gifts that you can give to your house and happy family members, you'll contact the folks at Sunburst Shutters. I began doing ads for them, I believe it was 4 years ago, right about now, and I took my wife to their showroom. I knew ahead of time this is something that Lynn's going to want to look in on. And because we had been trying to figure what to do with our windows. We had old window treatments. I knew that she liked plantation-style shutters, and when I heard that these were made of polywood, which is a man-made product that looks and acts and feels like wood, the most superior wood you ever saw or felt, and yet it won't warp or crack or split or peel. It's color fast. And when I saw these, I said, oh my goodness, I'm taking my wife. And so we went and we bought and we are thrilled and we have a happy marriage. You know, I wasn't terribly concerned about my marriage, 46 years now, 45 years now, 46th. But this kind of nailed it down. I think we're going to stick together because of Sunburst Shutters. You will too. You'll love these things. And by the way, they're available to you if you live in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, or Waco. You use the same phone number. They come to your home, measure the windows, and give you an estimate right there on the spot. They are custom fit to every window in your home. The phone number, 214-343-2601. If you want to go to the showroom, they'll be happy to show you. They'll probably open the door and let you see them working because it's just an amazing process. 214-343-2601, sunburstshutters.com. And we go back to our phone lines. Again, I'd love to welcome you to call. My long segment where I can take several calls comes up in just a moment. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We go to Jeff in Fort Worth. Thank you for waiting. How can I help?
Hey, Neil. Hi. I'm looking for shrubs that are 6 to 8 feet wide and 8 feet or more high. However, I've got a lot of hollies in my landscape. So I would want something to contrast with those.
All right, I'm good with that. I do want to ask you one question, and I know I will sound like a broken record. I have 10 or 12 that I just jotted down so I wouldn't forget something, and not including hollies. But I do want to ask you, what kind of hollies do you have?
I've got Dwarf Burford, Nellie Stevens, and Yopon.
All right, I can work with that. Because I am going to suggest a holly out of the list, but I'll I'm going to grade these and not go into a lot of detail. I'm just going to give you kind of my assessment of how well they will do in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I just thought of another one I want to write down. This is the way I do when I get a complicated list like this. There are some junipers. For example, Spartan juniper is 3 or 4 feet wide and 10 feet tall. Probably could be kept in that. Blue Point is one that a lot of people would recommend. I don't like Blue Point because of the twig dieback, which turns into major limb dieback. Don't like that one. The upright junipers are not as appealing to me because of that problem as vase-shaped and low-growing junipers. So I kind of am going to give the junipers a score of probably a C. There may be some that would be better, but that's where I'll put that. I would give an A to the tallest Nandinas, and that would be something like Umpqua Warrior, which is kind of an unusual one. There are some Nandinas that will get 6 feet tall, and they are 4 feet wide, so they would fit within that, and they're a wonderful contrast of texture. Even standard Nandina will get 6 feet tall, Nandina Domestica. So that those two, either the standard Nandina Domestica, just the original pure form, or one of the really tall selections. And if you look online at what are the tallest varieties of Nandinas, you'll see 3 or 4 that are up in that height. Abelia is good, and even standard Abelia would be my choice. It's too wide. It'll get 6 to 8 feet tall, but it gets 6 to 8 feet wide or 7 to 9 feet wide. It's a little more spreading, but it's a good one that needed to be mentioned. If you wanted something deciduous, there are intermediate crepe myrtles that would be of that size. That's probably not a good match. In this specific case, I would score them down for that. Forsythia would be a perfect size for you if you don't mind something deciduous. If it's a really prime spot, it's going to look kind of bad part of the year, and so I wouldn't necessarily do that. Not a big advocate of wax myrtle, but it's the perfect size for that spot. I'd give it a D at best as a plant in North Texas. My hometown is planting them in a median, and it breaks my heart because they are just not good shrubs in North Texas, so wax myrtles. Japanese yew is good, very pretty, just because it's a little risky. In cold and other things, I'd probably give it a B minus or C plus. Texas Mountain Laurel may get too big, but probably would take a long time to do so. It'd be pretty. It's a little at risk for cold. It's probably a C or B minus. Oleanders, they probably get too big. They freeze. Cliera has to have shade, has to have perfect drainage, a little picky, so I'd give it a C or a B minus. So I have, and then Eleagnus ebengi is the most upright of the Eleagnus varieties. The others are way too spreading. I have seen it used where it is exactly the size and shape that you described. It would require a little bit of pruning to keep it there, but that's Eleagnus, E-B-B-E-N-G-E. And then the best of all, and the plants that I have used for that exact purpose and that I would give an A or A+, and that's why I've used them, would be Marinelle holly, Oakland holly. They are the perfect size for what you're trying to accomplish. You can buy them already almost grown, and they look very different from the other hollies that you have. There is absolutely no way that anybody would say, well, that's the same holly as that one over there. So at least look at those.
All right. Well, very good. Thank you.
I'm tired. I got to go rest a while now.
I can't wait to get my calendar, too.
All right. And it's on its way. Thanks for the call, Jeff. All right. Martha in Dallas, this is Neil. Good morning. Martha?
I have my tulip bulbs already chilled.
Yeah, leave them there.
Well, that's what I
know that's what you're asking about, and with 82-degree days, you have to have 3 days of soil temperatures in the low 50s before you can plant them out. We are somewhere across the world from that right now. It's way too warm. And what happens is that if you plant them now, the warm soil will reverse the effect of the chilling. There are people listening, Martha, who don't know what we're talking about, and it's too warm in Texas just to plant tulip bulbs and expect them to bloom properly. We have to chill them for 45 days at 45 degrees and then plant them usually toward Christmas. Most Decembers, it's still too early, and certainly this year.
Now, what What temperature should I wait on now?
Well, you need to wait until it's been really cold. If you wait until the 20th or even 26th of December and plant them at that point, you'll be fine. The Dallas Arboretum, I don't believe, plants any of their tulips until late December. You just have to be careful not to get them behind the leftovers after Christmas dinner and forget them until mid-January. I'm not suggesting you leave leftovers there, but some of us do. Get them planted sometime the last 10 days of December, the first week of January. December's better, but it's way too warm now. Ideally, if you had a soil thermometer and were checking it, you want 3 consecutive days with the soil temperature somewhere around 50 to 52 degrees.
Okay, thanks.
All right, I appreciate your call. Thank you. All right, Jan in Irving, Austin in Salina, and then maybe you will be the next calls up. Stay with us. Advanced Foundation Repair. Yeah, I know, it is dry, and that means that our foundations are going here and there and everywhere, just like they do in July and August on us, and so it's very important, number one, that you water your foundation with a soaking watering, but also that you pay attention to what you're seeing. If you see cracks in walls and windows and doors that don't operate properly, you need to call Advanced Foundation Repair. These problems do not heal themselves. Plants sometimes can grow back together and heal. Broken bones will grow back together and heal. Broken foundations do not grow back together. They do not heal. Advanced Foundation Repair is the source of that healing, and you need to call them. Have a free home inspection. Let them come to your home, and they'll do about an hour to an hour and a half survey, topographic map of your floors, and they'll show you if there are problems. If there aren't, they're not about creating issues so that they can get some work. They don't work that way. In fact, I've had a lot of people who have contacted me in the 17 years I've done ads for Fred Marshall and his business, and they have said thanks for doing ads for them. They're stellar. And they told us we didn't have a foundation problem. And I've had another set of calls that I've accumulated over that time from people who have said, appreciate that referral. They were about one-third the cost of some other company to do the very same thing. And they guarantee their work for the lifetime of the home. They were the first company ever to do that. Nobody wants foundation problems. If you have them, this is the company to call. If you want to find out that you don't have them, this is the company to call. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. It's Advanced Foundation Repair.
Tradition, heritage, experience. 90 years of serving North Texas. News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Very proud that Callaway's Nursery is a sponsor of our 2013 Home Landscape School. Callaway's Nursery, because life should be beautiful. So should your landscape. Wouldn't you like to learn how to do a landscape plan to scale? We can teach you how, and you'll also get a much greater appreciation for home landscape planning and what looks good in a garden. You really will enjoy gardening to the maximum. I'm going to be teaching a lot of the day on Saturday, January 26th. It's an all-day class. Starts at 9, registration at 8:30, and runs until about 4:30. So if we give you your money's worth, we really give you a wonderful day. People are just ecstatic with this. They've told us that for 18 years. Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum will talk about annual and perennial color for Texas landscaping. Who better to ask for that? Stephen Shambly from Shandor Gardens in Weatherford is one of the most gifted horticulturists I know. He and I will cover the rest of the topics that day on principles of good design, the best trees and shrubs, annual and perennial color I mentioned, how to have a perfect lawn, how to have an effective entryway in a fun and functioning patio and backyard. As well, we'll give you the consultation of we'll give you the information of how to draw to scale, and then we'll give you a consultation, 30-minute consultation with a landscaping professional to complete your own landscape plan, so you'll leave with a working drawing of your landscape project and the knowledge of how to do additional designs in the future. Now that is going to be all day on Saturday, January 26th, and the consultations will be either Saturday or Sunday, February 9 or 10. The all-day class class will be at the Plano Center, and the consultations will be in North Dallas at North Haven Gardens. You get all of that for $199 or $239 for two people from the same household. But you need to register before we sell out, before it fills up. And do so by calling the same number you call for my calendar magazine offer, 800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11, 1-800-752-4769. It's time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom. Once again, Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. We have 70 degrees at 9:30. There's still optimism in Washington over those budget talks. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic in the WBAP Weather in Touch forecast. Clouds should start going away here in the next couple of hours. It's going to be windy, though. Very warm this afternoon with a high of 81. Tonight, the winds stick around. The clouds are back, 66 for the low. Clouds will go away by tomorrow afternoon. Look for sunny skies and a high of 80. And then for Tuesday, still partly sunny, a little cooler, 74 for the high. We've got 70 degrees in Fort Worth at Dallas Love Field at DFW Airport. And now the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch.
As you head between Louisville and Denton, all lanes have been reopened on I-35E northbound at FM 407 Justin Road. Earlier, the highway was closed there for about 2 hours because of an accident investigation. Again, the highway has been reopened, I-35E northbound at FM 407. So far, no major problems to report in Fort Worth or the Mid-Cities. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Well, despite calling the president's proposal for deficit reduction a Christmas wish list, House Republican Tom Cole says he's optimistic a deal can still be reached.
I think we took a little step back at the end of the week. Now, at the end of the day, do I think we'll arrive at a deal? Yeah, I actually do.
Cole making his comments this morning on ABC's This Week. Egypt's top court says it suspended its work indefinitely to protest psychological pressures. The Supreme Constitutional Court's announcement comes hours after it postponed a ruling on the legitimacy of an Islamist-dominated panel that drafted a new constitution for the country. A two-hour gun battle ensued after Taliban suicide bombers attacked a joint U.S.-Afghan air base in eastern Afghanistan early today. All nine attackers were killed, along with five Afghans, the largest clash at the Jalalabad air base since February. Again, the high today, 81. It's 70 degrees. From the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. Back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh.
It's an instinct that I've had since the first days of Obama. The problem with America is its founding. It's a racist, bigoted, sexist, homophobic country. It just so happens that the Republicans are the closest link that the Democrats have with the evil founders of this country.
Because these are momentous times. Rush Limbaugh. Join Rush 11 till 2. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
The Vocal Majority, America's premier pops chorus, presents A Christmas at the South Pole.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Find out what happens when Santa Claus gets a new GPS and gets lost at the South Pole. Surrounded by the award-winning Vocal Majority chorus, dressed as penguins. It's a fun, laugh-filled show the whole family will love, combining beautiful music, wonderful staging, Santa Claus with some elves, and 100-plus penguins.
Santa Claus is coming.
The Vocal Majority in A Christmas at the South Pole for a limited five-show engagement at the Iceman Center in Richardson, Thursday through Sunday, December 13th through the 16th, including two matinees. Tickets are priced from $10 to $43. These shows always sell out, so order your tickets now at vocalmajority.com or at the Eisman Center ticket office at 972-744-4650. The Vocal Majority in concert. Order now at vocalmajority.com.
All right. Oh, and as I said last hour, that is one of the most inspiring concerts that you have ever attended, and we've gone many times, and our whole staff is going to go. We're looking forward to that. I want to tell you once again about the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine and my calendar, and I want to define why it is that you would want to get this particular calendar. Why would you want a garden calendar? Well, it looks like a calendar. It's a lovely gift calendar, a wall calendar, that you can hang on proudly hardly in any room in your home because it's not a garden almanac or anything like that. This is a calendar. It looks like the calendars you find in the bookstores, lovely gift calendars there. But there are two differences. One difference, you're not going to find it in the bookstores. I don't do that. I can't compete with those big national bookstore calendar things because they put theirs out and fluff them up out in the front. And the few times I tried, mine were stacked in the back somewhere. Okay, don't deal with that. Don't worry about that. And the other reason that they're different is that mine has all this information down at the bottom of the grid page of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all your plants. It's a really functional calendar that you'll refer to many, many times. Now, you get the calendar and all that information and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine, so you'll have the best of what we turn out each year. You get all of that for just $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. Do you have somebody on your list that needs a $38.95 gift somewhere in that price range, then this is the offer for you, and I hope you'll take advantage of it. Please call my magazine office today. If you want to give it as a Christmas gift, you need to do so immediately so we can get it processed and in the mail. And that number is 800-752-GROW. Office will be open until 11 o'clock this morning. 800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769 before 11.
Hi, I'm Steve Barrett of Arborological Services. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Steve, very, very much. And let me give you the phone number once again. We have a couple of calls, and this is a good time for you to call through. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. These calls are not going to take very long, so you could be up before you know it. So give us a call. Jan in Irving first. This is Neil. Good morning.
Yes, sir.
How can I help you?
I got a bunch of buckeyes here, and I'd like to grow one from the seed. Is it possible?
Well, that's how they're started. These are something you collected somewhere?
Yeah. They come from a tree that I know of. They're this year's.
Right. And where does that tree reside?
Grayson County.
Okay. Yeah, if it's growing in Grayson County, they will grow for you as well. I would plant them right away. I'd plant them into one-gallon pots, and I'd use a really good potting soil, and I'd just put one per pot.
Okay. Is there anything I need to do to it?
Just keep them moist all winter. They're going to be winter hardy. That won't be a problem. I probably, Jan, would nest, if you plant 10 or 20 of them, let's just say, I'd probably cluster those what will look like empty pots together. They'll have potting soil in them with the buckeye in each one of them. I'd cluster them together, and then I'd pull leaves up around them, shredded tree leaves or a little bit of soil just to stop the harsh winter wind from blowing through them, but that's about it, and just keep them moist during the winter. If you have squirrels in your area, you might want to lay a piece of chicken wire over the top of it so they can't dig down in and pull them up.
Right, okay.
Buckeyes traditionally do not grow in the Blackland very well at all. There are
I'm in the mid-cities, and yeah. I've even got a pine tree out here.
All right, well, they're worth giving a try then. Well, good luck with it. I hope that helps you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot. Let's go to Austin in Salina. Once again, if you'd like to call, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Austin, this is Neil. You're on the air.
Hey, Neil. How's it going?
It's going great.
I got a question. I got two cottonwood trees out of my backyard. They're about 25 feet apart.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is just booming, just getting huge. But the other one, I mean, like the limbs are real kind of, you know, thinner. The leaves are thinner.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like it's choking it out. But if I go out there and I just pour a 5-gallon bucket on it, 2 days later, the thing, you know, looks like it's in full bloom. Basically, how far do these trees need to be apart so they you know, prosper to their full potential?
That has absolutely nothing to do with what's going on. The things that I would suggest to you, and I very often when this kind of a question comes up, very often I will refer to families that have two or three or four children, more than one child. Have you ever noticed that children who grow up in the very same environment, the same household, develop different talents, they develop different bad habits, You say, well, how can that be out of the same nest? Look at this. This one turned weird. so you've got one weird tree. And that's just the way living beings operate. Something is different for that tree than for the more vigorous tree. It could be, for example, because Salina has some very, very shallow soils. Cottonwoods do their best growing where they're down in a river bottom where the soils are very many feet deep and where there's a lot of moisture. You get into Salina, Prosper, along Preston Road, there are areas that just have white rock almost and nothing else. And so they run out of not only soil and nitrogen, but they run out of water part of the time, and then the trees struggle. Cottonwoods are fast-growing, weak-wooded trees that have a lot of problems. One of the biggest problems is cottonwood borers that get into them, the big black and white beetles that are the shape and size of your thumb. And they just devastate cottonwoods. It may be that the tree that's not doing well has already been hit by cottonwood borers. But there's some difference in either in the soil or in the care that this tree has gotten, or whether it's been hit with cottonwood borers or some other problem that, they're susceptible to cotton root rot. It may be early onset cotton root rot or something. I imagine it's borers, though. Borers are bad soil.
If it gets, it really doesn't look like it's getting any healthier. Would my best bet be to just cut her down?
Well,
I really hate to do that. I got a beautiful backyard, and those trees really,
Sure, I understand. And I grew up with a cottonwood tree in my backyard. I am sympathetic to cottonwoods, and I took photos of a beautiful fall color cottonwood in McKinney yesterday. With the storm, what looked like storm clouds, I should wish. But very beautiful lighting and the bright yellow leaves. I like cottonwoods. I'm not their enemy, but they are not the best investments. If you end up taking it out, don't put another one in. Put something that's better adapted to the Salina soils and the Salina surroundings, and that would probably be one of the oaks or something of that sort. But I can't tell you that. I can't see the tree. I think you need to monitor that in the spring, and if it looks like it's just going nowhere, it probably is time to replace it.
Okay. I got one more question. Why would they, how long or how old do they need to be? Because these trees are only about 3, maybe 4 years old before they start spreading their seed all over the place.
Well, it depends on whether you have a male or female tree. There are cottonless cottonwoods, and they normally will start flowering and seeding within probably the first 5 or 6 years, and certainly within the first 10 years. If you just have a rogue seedling cottonwood tree and is only 3 years old, let me see how I can say this. In a heartbeat, I would replace that tree now. I wouldn't wait to see how it does next spring. I thought you had a tree that was 20 or 30 years old. It would be out of there so fast. If I moved into your house, they would be out before I would sleep in my new house the first night. I had a silver maple in my property in our home in Farmers Branch in 1970 when we moved in. And I said, I'm not sleeping in a house that has a silver maple out front. So that thing was down before the day was over. So anyway, that came off as kind of harsh, didn't it?
Well, no, it was kind of the answer I was expecting because honestly, I'm kind of nervous about putting in a tankless water heater and my air condition getting clogged up by the cotton.
Yeah, I understand.
And I'm actually a commercial plumber, and one of the biggest problems we run into is if there's a cottonwood outside, it destroys those tankless water heaters,
I did not know that. That's good to know. I appreciate that because we're considering the same thing. So, Well, I appreciate the call, Austin. Thank you very, very much. There are better investments for you, and this is one of those deals. If you're recommending plumbing supplies for people, and they say, well, yeah, but I want to do the cheapest thing. That kind of makes you nervous. I know it does. Well, that's kind of how I feel about fast-growing trees. People are going to run into problems. I make my living answering plant questions. If everybody planted high-quality trees, your call wouldn't have happened, and a lot of my other calls wouldn't have happened, and so I'd be out of business. So, there we go.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm glad you called. Have a great day. Take care.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, and for the couple things. First of all, please give me a call right now That was the last call I have. People are timid to call. They say, oh, yeah, he's just saying he needs calls. But I really could use some calls right now. You may end up waiting through the newscast, but you'll be queued up and in line. And so I don't have a call for when we come back out of this break. 800-288-WBAP. I'm not the least bit embarrassed about admitting that in December, for crying out loud. This is not an active gardening time, but we can cover things that will save you trying to call through when the phone lines are full in the spring. 800-288-9227. That's 800-288-WBAP. And then also let me give you the number to my magazine office, because that's where you can register for our home landscape school. That is also where you can get this offer on my 2013 Texas gardening calendar. And that is to save one-third on the calendar by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. I know you'll be happy with this. I want you to get it. It makes a great Christmas gift. All that information of when to do things, a beautiful calendar, and the magazine for just $38.95. That's a one-third savings on the calendar when you buy it with the magazine. Call before 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. And also, while you're calling, register for our home landscape school if you're so inclined. It'll be all day Saturday, January 26th. That will be taught in Plano. I'll be doing a lot of the teaching. Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens and Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum will join me. We will teach you how to draw a landscape plan to scale. That's all day on Saturday, January 26th. It is sponsored by Dixon Brothers. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex Authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. You'll also get a 30-minute consultation on either February 9 or 10, your choice, with a landscaping professional, so you'll leave with a working drawing, a working to-scale plan for your landscape project, and the knowledge of how to do additional projects in the future. Seating for that is limited. It's $199 for one person, $239 for two people, same household, all day Saturday, January 26th. The consultations are February 9 or 10. So for that, or for the calendar offer with my magazine at $38.95, great Christmas gift, you need to call our office now before 11 o'clock. 800-752-4769. If you enjoy my program, it surely would mean a lot to me if you'd let our fine advertisers know, because that's how they're sure that their investment in this program is a good one. It's sponsors like Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, 204 North Galloway, 972-288-7537. On the web, DixonBrothers.com, DICKSON. And Half Price Books. On the web, it's HPB.com, 20 Metroplex locations of Half Price Books.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control, from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and much more. Visit their website, busybees.com, to learn more about bed bug detecting dogs Alfie and Trapper. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. For more information, call toll-free at 1-800-INSECTS or visit them at busybees.com. That's BIZZYBEES.com.
Serenity. Hi, I'm Samantha. I'm a recovering addict. Neil, this is the second time you've interviewed me for Serenity High in McKinney. Before Serenity High, my life consisted of sitting in my house all day and pretty much getting into trouble. I dropped out of school before I came here. I didn't really have any goals for myself. Serenity High is different for me from my old high school because I have a sober environment here. I have a more one-on-one with my teachers, and I have a support team here that I didn't have back at my old school. We have two meetings a week here, and the girls and the guys have separate meetings once a week, and then we have them together. For the girls, I feel like a lot of the girls who are really shy, they actually talk about their problems in there. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
And thank you, Samantha, very, very much. And that is the school for which the pens, for which I make the pens that I'll have at North Haven Gardens this afternoon. I make pens and have done so for 17 years. I will sell this afternoon. I don't have my log here beside me, but I register or serialize every one of them, and I'm somewhere up around 2,700 pens that I've sold. And they are from a lot of rare and historic woods. I'll go through that list right after the top of the hour. But and it's just a partial list. The whole list, now it's not even the whole list there, is at neilsperry.com, and you can see the pens. I'll be at North Haven at 1:30 today. I'm not talking plants. It's just to sell pens. I will explain all of the pens at 1:30. I hope you'll come see me there at 7700 North Haven Road. That's between Forest and Royal, parallel to both, and about one block west of Central, just inside LBJ Freeway 635 in North Dallas. If you're away from the Dallas area and would like to order from my office, they are available. I don't sell online, but you can see them online, and then you can call Nancy at my office tomorrow at 800-752-GROW, and she can help you. She'll be taking a couple days off this week, but she will be there tomorrow. We're having some major remodeling done tomorrow. So I'd like to help you. 100% of the proceeds go to Serenity High in McKinney. Arborological Services has cut a couple of trees down at my request. I've said, you know what, I know there is some beautiful wood hiding for pin turning up in that tree, and so I'll negotiate a deal with them where I pay them to come take the tree down. Obviously, the homeowner has agreed to it, and we get some beautiful pins. I have cottonwood burl that came that way, hackberry, spalted hackberry. Some of the prettiest pins that I make are thanks to the help of Arborological Services, my friends, the people who really care about trees. If you have any kind of need for tree service, you need to call Arborological Services. Nobody is better. Nobody in Texas is better than Arborological Services. Since 1981, they have gone about building a business, a brick at a time, a person at a time. They have people who have been with them for a long, long time. Their tree climbers have won the Texas State Tree Climbing Championship 21 out of the 31 years it's been held. Somebody who met me this week, just was somebody working in a store, said, oh, I know about Arborological, 21 out of 31. They recited it right back to me. It's pretty impressive. They have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. They have college degreed horticulturists, foresters, and plant pathologists. They're the best. Nobody takes better care. I've said it again. The Dallas area number is 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524. The Fort Worth area number is 817-849-1160. And on the web, it's arborological.com. All right, I think I may have talked myself right up to the news break. I do have a lot of calls there, and I see some great questions. I hope that you will stay with me. Clark in Double Oak on the Dazzler Holly, let me try to help you on that one and the other things that you're asking about. Good questions. And to all of you, Scott and Little Elm will be coming up first right after the news. We'll get right back into it, so stay with me if you will, please. Again, at 1:30 today, I'll see you at North Haven Gardens. We have one more hour of this right after the news. We'll be back.